Hi, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Labels, where we're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. Jesus interacted with many people, people on the religious side, people on the rebellious side, people who would have been likely labeled. In that culture, there was a belief that if you were rich, then you were blessed by God. There's no way you would have blessing in this world unless God had his hand on you. And so if you were rich, you were most likely going to go to heaven someday. If you were poor, then God had taken his hand of blessing off of you. And maybe that is the reason that you're not doing well. You might be stricken or poor. If there's a heaven, you may not be going. Here's a story that Jesus told in light of that. He said, there's a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. At his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried and is in Hades. Being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that in your lifetime, you received your good things, and Lazarus like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us, you have a great chasm has been fixed in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none from cross from there to us. It's an interesting story. Many people have asked, you know, is this a real story? Jesus didn't say, here's a parable. And he used a real name, you know, Lazarus, which was a common name. But does that mean that this is a true story? Does this mean that this is a parable? Nobody knows. There's lots of writers who would disagree with each other on this. But there's a truth here that Jesus is trying to convey to us. That prevailing thought that, okay, the rich are going to go to heaven because God likes them and the poor won't, that's obviously not true at all. In fact, here's this huge contrast to these two lives, that in this world, they were, you know, on opposite ends, but in eternity, they were on opposite ends. So what was the problem? And it becomes clear that this rich man didn't have a heart for God. In fact, when he was there in Hades, he realizes, you know, go tell my brothers. Send Lazarus to go tell my brothers. Why? Because then they will repent. But, you know, Abraham said to the rich man, that's not true. If they didn't respect Abraham or the prophets, they're not going to respect even if a man came back from the dead, which is obviously a foreshadowing to what's going to happen with Jesus. So the question is, okay, what's this mean for us? Well, this is the thing. Nobody likes to live with that kind of weight on them. And when you think about eternity and you think about hell, nobody wants to envision any of their friends or loved ones or even neighbors going there. It's hard for us to imagine a place of torment. And we think, man, why can't God do it differently? Why can't God just make it so that everyone gets in? Or why can't God just make it so that people just cease? You know, we can't envision someone living their life in eternity that way. And what if people would change, right? Maybe if they saw hell, maybe they would change. The thing is, you know, when you read the story, you realize there's some truths here about heaven and hell. And even though we don't have the full picture, we get the idea that there's a lot of torment and anguish for those who don't turn towards God. And you notice that this guy's heart never changed. When you're reading this story, you recognize that even in eternity, he's saying, hey, Lazarus, come here to give me water. Lazarus, go to my brothers. He still sees himself as above Lazarus. So I don't know that people would ever change. I think people who have a heart bent against God are never going to turn to him. It just feels that way. You almost get the sense. And so people who maybe are on the fence with God who say, well, I'll do that later, I don't know that that's a reality. Sin is like that. It clouds our view. Consequently, on the other side, here's this man who didn't have a lot in this world. And maybe for some of us, we think about our situation and we think, man, do I want to continue sacrificing for the Lord? Do I want to continue giving and serving and giving up my time and my energy and my money? Yeah, eternity matters. Eternity is going to be a lot longer than what's here. There's a purpose in God using our lives so that people will come to know him. We just don't like to sit in that weight. We don't like to think about death or eternity, but that weight should sit on us. We should feel that, and it should create a lens in which we see the people around us to love them. They need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. They could be set free. God, I pray that you help us to live with that seriousness, that you have a purpose for all the things in our life. You're trying to use them for something bigger. Help us not to be so caught up in this world, but help us to be caught up in eternity, to live for eternal things, Lord. I pray, Lord, you would give us a heart to help share the truth with others and give us opportunity to do so. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on to the next thing and think about the weight of eternity and how God might want to use your life here for something even bigger in eternity. Till next time, God bless.